It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
And Jack is not with us tonight, but we are talking with the people from Assure. In the second half, we'll be talking to the people from the St. Joe Festival, if you've tuned in for that. So we're talking with the people from Assure, and I'll let you girls introduce yourselves. Marilyn, you want to?
I'm Marilyn Colick.
I'm Tanya Byron.
All right. Let's see. I've got the wrong one on there. Oh, okay. Go ahead, Tanya.
I'm Tanya Byron.
Very, very sorry. I had the wrong microphone on.
So, it's all right. We can leave it that way. It's
and,
okay.
We want to talk a little. One of the things you have coming up a week from Saturday is the walk, the awareness walk. So give us a quick little update on that, and we'll get into the details of it in a little bit. Give us some update on that.
Sure. The walk is on September 11th, Saturday morning. It's at the Mercer County Fairgrounds. Registration starts at 8 o'clock, and the walk is between 9 and 12. You can come anytime and walk with us, but at 9 o'clock, we do have an opening ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And come out and join us, and we can tell you all about it in a little bit.
Yep. Okay. And Assure, what is that? What does it stand for? What does it do?
It's Area Suicide Support Resources, mm-hmm. and we're local to Mercer County. We help out in Mercer County and the surrounding area with mm-hmm. any kind of suicide support or resources mm-hmm. that people need.
Okay, so we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get into details on all of this, and we'll let you girls explain everything that goes on with that group, and especially with the awareness walk that's coming up in about 10 days. Back in just a minute.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only 5 1/4. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
I need a better job where the benefits are great, a family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Assure, the local area suicide awareness group, will be having their annual suicide awareness community walk at the Mercer County Fairgrounds on Saturday, September 11th from 8 to noon. If you'd like to be part of this great cause, all you need to do is stop by the fairgrounds that day and register. Get your pledges lined up ahead of time and walk as far and as long as you want, and you can start anytime from 9 to noon. Find details at assure.mc.org. All proceeds from the walk will benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and local suicide support and services. So if you want to help out a great cause and get a little exercise in the process, head out to the Mercer County Fairgrounds on Saturday morning, September 11th from 8 to noon, and join the Suicide Awareness Community Walk presented by Assure, the area suicide support resources. And we're back with the folks from Assure. So, since we just heard the promo for the community walk, why don't we? Is that a good place to jump in and start and go into details on it? You know, we just gave a quick little thing on the introduction. So, you want to get into details and sure. Anything else you want to throw in there that might be going on that particular day or anything else?
So you heard it's on September 11th, on Saturday, September 11th. The registration starts at 8, and registration is free. The walk goes from 9 to 12. At 9 a.m., we have opening ceremonies, and usually we have someone from Assure speak, and then we usually hear a few words from the sheriff, mm-hmm. and we have the national anthem, and then we do a prayer. Mm-hmm. And this year, there's kind of a running joke between us all that maybe there might be a little hula hoop contest between some of the Assure members. So we'll see about that. So if anything, just come out for that, because that could be quite fun.
Yeah, especially if they're young enough that they've never actually tried to do anything with a hula hoop, there might be some.
What's your definition of young?
Well, there's like, especially people 30 and younger don't even know what to do with a
well,
hula hoop.
Well, let's just say the people will know what to do with a hula hoop.
That's good.
They're familiar with them.
That's good. So,
in fact, one of them has her own hula hoop that I know she's been practicing.
Quite good at it.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a show.
Right. But registration, like I said, is free. If you want to come out and just join us, you can walk, run, roll, or just sit and enjoy, you know, the fellowship between everybody. And if you want to donate, great. If you don't, that's okay, too. Just come and join us and celebrate your loved one, or celebrate the fact that we're trying to get rid of suicide in this nation forever.
Now, is there a recommendation on how far they would walk or anything like
that? If you want to walk 5 feet, you walk 5 feet. If you want to walk 5 miles, you walk 5 miles.
So it's kind of a get-together, and if you want to do a little strolling, and that's good. So do you go around the track at the...
No, we actually walk. If you've been to the fair, we start out at the Kenfeld building, which if you're familiar, the main entrance of the fair, it's the building that you run straight into when you're pulling in. We start out there, and then we kind of walk in that shaded area. It's usually parking during the fair. So we have nice shade and, you know, fresh morning air. And
can people bring their lawn chairs and just sit around and chit-chat?
Absolutely.
They certainly can.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So it's...
we have a lot of people that kind of hang out. You know, they might do a couple of rounds around the... I think we have it laid out at about a mile. A half mile. And we have people do a couple of laps, and then they sit and just talk. And that's one thing I want to mention, too.
Yes.
If you've never been to a walk, maybe you've had a suicide in your family, you've had a loss, you've had a close call, whatever it is, don't be afraid to come out. Don't be nervous. We don't all just sit around going, what's your story? Why are you here?
Yeah.
We don't do that. It's about being together and celebrating our loved ones or just,
Knowing a lot about that particular thing. I do know that it's good for people to talk when they feel like they're ready to talk.
100%.
When they get forced, it's wrong. If they hold it back, it's wrong.
It's scary and embarrassing.
And you don't want to
feel like everybody's looking at you.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there's a stigma attached to it that absolutely should not be.
Yep.
It's like having diabetes or a heart condition or whatever else may be. It's a real thing that's, you know, diagnosable and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if things are done right, it can be prevented, but sometimes it just can't. But there's no guilt on anybody's part.
No.
But like I say, it seems like the best thing for people is to talk when they're ready to talk.
Absolutely.
And this is a good place because everybody understands.
Yeah.
So, and even if you're not ready to talk, maybe you're ready to listen to somebody else's, and that can help you. So,
and see that others are out there.
Yes.
You know, there's others of us who are out there. I mean, I've had my own experience with it, and I'll be glad to talk to anyone. I'll be glad to listen to anyone. I'll be glad to just sit quietly with anyone if they just need that.
Yeah, and sometimes you may not have even had any close experience with it, but it's just a good thing to make yourself aware. It's just like, I think it's called the awareness walk, right? And so, you know, it's a good thing that people make themselves aware. I know the sheriff over the last several years has tried to promote at least, you know, some sort of avenue for people to talk. So
he's been an amazing support to us.
Yeah, really has. Yeah, it's just I think people around here are figuring out that there's that it's something that does happen. It's not a good thing, but sometimes you just need to be out there and talk about things. So have we covered kind of everything on the awareness walk? Anything else we want to throw in there? We got the hula hoop contest.
Ryan Daniels from Salina. She was first runner-up for the Lake Festival this year. She is the one that's going to be singing the national anthem. No one heard her from the Lake Festival pageant, they should come just to hear, because she has an amazing voice.
That's great. Now, will there be refreshments, or should people bring their own?
We usually provide water. We also are selling t-shirts. And we have some snacks, coffee, that kind of thing, some fruit. But for the most part, bring what you want. Bring lawn chair, bring, you know, refreshments if you want.
Sit in the shade and chit-chat.
Yep,
that's really good. So, and stay as long as you want. Come whenever you want and stay as long as you want.
Yep.
So that's pretty good. So, we brought it up in the introduction, but go ahead and explain what that stands for and what the group does and what the formalities and informalities of it and whatever.
Well, we've been together for about 6 years. The first 2 years, we worked with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and we did what was called Out of the Darkness Walks. But what we found with that is, you know, we're a small community. Mercer County's small. We kind of like to know where the money goes. And while the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is amazing, we call them AFSP, they're amazing. They do great work. But they don't really allow us to have funds local for local situations. It's more for research and speakers and support groups and stuff like that, which is all wonderful. So we, about 4 years ago, decided that we were going to start out on our own. And so then Assure was born. So we're Area Suicide Support and Resources. And it's just a group of local community members who have all either experienced or been real close to a situation and just kind of feel passionately about getting awareness and prevention out there for suicide, because nobody should have to feel that way.
Right. And that's a great thing. So funding, where does it come from? Where does it go?
So all of our funding comes from you guys, our sponsors, and from the donations that we receive at the walk. Our mission, so let me read you our mission statement. Our mission is to bring awareness of suicide prevention practices throughout Mercer County through outreach programs. We also support anyone experiencing thoughts of suicide or those who have lost someone. So our funding may help someone who is experiencing suicidal thoughts get some counseling, therapies. It may be, I mean, this is kind of an ugly thing to talk about, but after a suicide, sometimes there is some cleanup that needs to be done. And we can support that and help out with that funding, because it's expensive, unfortunately.
Yeah.
The other thing that we're kind of kicking around and kind of working towards, it's kind of a goal of ours, is working on a mental health scholarship. So any student that is interested in going into counseling, going into psychology in some way, shape, or form, we'd like to set up a scholarship
for
them.
That's a really good thing.
Because it really starts with mental health. I mean, really.
Yes.
So.
There's, you know, sometimes that type of thing runs in families or, you know, there's a whole ton of other reasons, but sometimes there is an actual genetic something. I don't know if anybody's figured that out.
Predisposition.
Yep. And, you know, like you think of some of the famous people who've committed suicide. Mm-hmm. Robin Williams, he was the happiest, funniest guy ever. And
so we all thought, right?
And that was outside.
Yeah.
Inside, you know, I think it's maybe the wrong thing to say, but somebody like that with that, something like that happens to, and people start thinking, wow, maybe this is a real thing, because, you know, how could anybody think that he, you know, anybody that didn't know him, maybe his friends and family knew he might have that predisposition or whatever it might be, but the rest of the world would think that would be one of the last 10 people on earth that would even think that the people that we would think was not happy, just happy as can be. You know, he had plenty of money, he had friends, he was funny, everybody loved him, and, you know, it just...
He was very entertaining.
Yeah, yes.
Had a great life, according to all of us.
Yes, a life that every one of us would think, man, I wish I could be like that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so I think it's sad that something like that has to happen for regular people like us, that like myself, that has no real connection to it, but... You know it's real, and it's obviously real, because, you know, now...
We wouldn't be sitting here if it wasn't real.
We know actual people, friends, relatives, acquaintances that's happened with, and we don't understand it. And I'm not sure it's understandable, but it is... there are a number of ways for the rest of us to help. Mm-hmm. One of those is to go do the walk and do some... And put some... financial help toward it, but there's other things we can do too. That or do you have like counseling types of things that you could talk about now that people that if they know someone that they might think might be doing something that we can, that just regular people can do, or is that something maybe we should get with a counselor or a professional?
I mean, none of us are professionals.
Right.
I mean, sure, we're all just people who have been through this. But I think the first and foremost, if you or someone you know is going through something and you feel like they need help, always call 911. But you can also call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and it's 1-800-273-8255. Or you can text their crisis text line by texting TALK, TALK, to 741-741. And, you know, otherwise, if you suspect maybe somebody's going through something and you feel like they, you know, it's heading down that path, or gosh, you don't know what to do, you can always reach out to Assure. If you go to assuremc.org, on our website, there's different resources on there. You can call one of us or reach out to us, email us through info@assuremc.org, and we will point you in the right direction. You can always go to AFSP's website. I don't know it off the top of my head, but that's the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Yeah, but yours probably has quite a bit of that same information that theirs has.
Yeah. And links to that website as well. Mm-hmm. There's always foundations. There's private counselors. There's all kinds of places that you can go to for help, support.
Yeah, so are there certain things or actions that somebody can do? I'm guessing that just letting them know people care is a big deal, instead of thinking that they're alone and nobody likes them or whatever it might be, whatever that thing is in their head that
I think one of the biggest things is if you tell them you're there, mm-hmm. show them that you care. Another thing is don't be afraid for them to get mad at you. Because it is way better to call someone to do something, to call 911 if you feel like somebody's out there. Who cares if they're going to be mad at you? You need to make sure that they're saved and that they're okay. Mm-hmm. Don't feel guilty about it. You know, it's hard to say what symptoms are out there or what people experience or what you might see. Because, you know, like you mentioned, Robin mm-hmm. Williams, there were so many people in his life that nobody had a clue. Yeah. I mean, his children didn't have a clue. I know in my experience, we didn't see some of the signs. Now, after the fact, we're kind of like, oh, look at that. But, you know, it's not just depression. It can be being overly happy. It can be giving away things, you know, in kind of a final. Mm-hmm. It can be if you have a weird conversation with somebody where they're almost sounding like they're saying goodbye to you, that can be a sign.
Yeah.
If they're withdrawing from the things that they used to love, that can be a sign. I mean, it's hard to tell, but there are things that you can see. If something's just not right, not adding up, and it's weird, start paying attention.
Yep.
Maryland's got some different statistics for suicide in our area.
Yeah, that's a good. Let's check out some of that.
Okay, the 10th leading cause of death in the United States is suicide. Death in 2019 was over 47,500.
And that's national, right?
That's national. The suicide is the second leading cause of death among people ages 10 to 34.
10.
Wow.
10 years old. Do you remember when you were 10, Neil?
Yes.
Do you?
This is back in the 1800s, but yes, I do remember.
Can you imagine being 10 years old and having thoughts of suicide?
No, I just can't.
I can't.
But
either.
I can, I know there's a lot more we're more aware of bullying and things like that, but that's probably where a lot of that comes from, where kids are made to feel like they are
worthless.
Yeah, they're worthless. They're less than desirable by anybody, and you just kind of, they just get pushed and pushed and bullied. And,
or no way out.
Yeah.
You know, they can't see the way out of it.
And sometimes, especially with kids, it seems like, and I've seen a lot of things that I think say this, is that just by a person going and showing everybody, this is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you sit by him in the lunchroom. You do, instead of shunning, you try to include him.
Yep. Right.
And then that probably, I think, to me, that would help if there was...
has to help.
Yeah.
I
wasn't really picked on when I was a kid. You know, everybody gets picked on because I... skinny and a nerd, but
knobby knees.
But you know, as far as, you know, really getting picked on, that didn't happen. There were a few in the school that would from time to time, because they were sometimes they came from poor homes and their hygiene wasn't good, and their speech, they mm-hmm. kind of, they're third grade and they're talking baby talk and things like that, and people would do that, and I probably was one of them making fun of them. I don't remember that, but some of them I would try very hard to try to include with stuff,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I didn't know I was doing anything good.
Yeah, but, we're kids. We don't know.
Yeah, but I thinking, you know, I thought, you know, being nice to be nice to them, and turns out that was the right thing to do. But at the same time, there's peer pressure where you can also mm-hmm. be involved in the taunting and kind
tough.
Of stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. So let's take another quick break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more, and then we'll switch gears and go to the St. Joe Festival people. But we'll be back with Assure in just a minute or two.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Miracle Lanes is now back open after their summer break. Stop in and see Corey and Jared. Bowl a game or two, visit with friends, grab something to eat, and if you're looking to feed the family, what's better than Miracle Lanes pizza? Also, try one of their subs or other sandwiches, and don't forget about their famous wings. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And if you're planning a birthday party or other get-together, call to reserve your day and time. And be sure to get there for their great pizza and wing buffet on Fridays at lunch. Through the month of July, Miracle Lanes will be open on Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11. Call them at 375-4274 to order ahead. The Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be hosting their annual All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast on Sunday, September 26th at the Legion from 8:30 to noon. Tickets are available from any band or choir member, or you can get them at the door. Tickets are only $6 each, and kids under 5 are free, and carryouts will be available. So stop out for breakfast on Sunday morning, September 26th, for the Music Boosters All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast from 8:30 to noon at the Legion. Legion. And we're back on Insight with the folks from Assure, and we have Marilyn Colleague and Tanya Bryan. Byron,
yep.
and so we were doing some stats, and then I got a couple more jabbering. So we'll let you kind of go through any other stats you want to.
Okay, in 2019, the suicide rate among males was 3.7 times higher than among females.
That's
crazy, and that goes with our conversation the other day.
Yeah, we were talking the other day that, I wonder, I'm not an expert, but I wonder if the fact that men stereotypically and, you know, socially acceptable, it's not acceptable for them to show emotion or to cry. I mean, emotion beyond anger. To cry, they don't get the opportunity to vent and be emotional about things. Where women, we get the opportunity. It's acceptable for us to cry and to get upset and to cry to our friends. Yeah, men hold things in most.
Yeah.
And there were nearly 2.5 times as many suicides in the U.S. as there were homicides. 19,000.
Say that again.
There were nearly 2.5 times as many suicides in the U.S. as there were homicides.
And everybody gets really upset when they see on TV that there's shootings in Dayton, shootings in, in Cleveland, and shootings in Los Angeles, and shootings in Chicago. And 2.5 times that many are suicide. Man.
It's a scary thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think what I find scary about it, too, is that's not logging the folks that are overdoses. Mm-hmm. That maybe it's an overdose, but was it with suicidal intention?
Yeah.
You know?
And that's really hard to figure out. Now, if that had happened to Robin Williams, we probably would think he had some sort of overdose, because everybody would assume he's probably doing some sort of drug, so something just happened.
Yeah, it's dismissed then.
Yeah. Wow. That's 2.5 times.
Yep.
2.5 times.
Man. That's
why we're out here talking about it.
Yeah. So, any other stats you want to throw out there that are going to shock me again?
I guess I would tell you, Neil, to come join us next Saturday morning, and we'll give you some more. How's that?
Sit around and chit-chat with people.
There you go.
So, yeah, let's talk about the let's reiterate the awareness walk again for the September 11th, if you want to talk about that again.
It's September 11th at the Mercer County Fairgrounds.
And if you go in the main entrance,
you can't miss it. You run straight into the Kenfeld building, and that's right where we're at. And kind of a fun little added thing is the
Farmer's Market.
The Farmer's Market is there.
Oh, that's right.
Also.
They do that every Saturday, don't they?
And then I don't remember what agency is putting on, but I believe there's a 5K at noon, too.
It's something to do with children's...
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what it is. Sorry.
Okay, hadn't heard of that one.
We're uninformed. Yep. But anyway, so if you come to the fairgrounds, it starts, registration is at 8 o'clock. We have opening ceremonies at 9. You don't have to be there at 8. Registration is free. We walk anytime between 9 and 12.
Walk as long as you want.
As long as you want.
Kind of anywhere you want.
Anywhere you want.
With anybody you want.
Yep. And just hang out with us. And, and like I said earlier, you do not have to come with a story. You do not have to come having experienced something.
Yeah.
Just come and hang out with us.
And support.
And support us.
Be a supporter.
Make some friends and, you know, just enjoy the fellowship of everyone
and
sharing the common goal.
Bring your hula hoop along.
Yep, bring your hula hoop if you want to.
So there might be a contest or just a demonstration.
I don't know.
We're still working on that.
Yep, show up, Neil, and we'll get you a hula hoop.
Well, I'm pretty sure I won't be hula hooping, but I wasn't good at it when I was a kid. Now, my sister was really good, and some of the neighbor kids were.
I didn't get the gene. Mom's not too bad at it, but I did not get the gene.
Just seems like the girls were a whole lot better at it than the boys.
Speaking of Gene.
Gene is very good at it.
So, the awareness walk, and let's go over again the places where they can, if they have, if they're feeling something, if they know someone, if you just need some help or know somebody that needs some help, what are those connections?
Absolutely. If you are you're experiencing thoughts, you're in a crisis, you can always call 911 or also call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or the crisis text line and text TALK, T-A-L-K, to 741-741. You can also go to our website, assuremc.org, and there's resources on there, if it's an emergency, obviously call 911 or the crisis line, but there's resources to help you or a loved one. You can always call foundations. There's independent counselors out there.
We have foundations here in Mercer County.
There's all different sources. You can call us. You can email us. Yeah. We'll get you hooked up with someone.
Yeah, just don't try to fight through it alone. Talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk to a friend, that's a good thing. If you prefer to talk anonymously to somebody, there's plenty of that.
Yes.
Either here locally or nationally and that type of thing. So get some help.
Mm-hmm.
It's been the mindset for decades and maybe centuries, suck it up and go.
Mm-hmm.
Now it is...
The world is different.
Get some help. We're starting to understand that it's an actual problem that you can work your way through with some help. And so get some help, whether you prefer to have somebody, a good friend or just acquaintance that you know locally, that's great. If it's somebody that you... that wants to be anonymous, have to talk to somebody, that those are all available, and you can get pretty much any of that information on the assuremc.org.
Correct.
There's links to things. There's probably phone numbers of local
American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Mm-hmm. There's a link to that. They have all kinds of resources on their website.
Yep. So, okay, well, we've been talking with Assure. We've had Marilyn Colleague and Tanya Byron. And
one more thing, Neil, real
yes,
quick.
Yes,
in case
please.
They cannot make it out to the walk,
yeah.
If they want to make a donation to us, they can always send it to the Mercer County Civic Foundation and just have it earmarked for Assure.
Okay, yep. So that's always a good thing, too. So,
yep.
So if you can get out there and do both, that's great. But if not, it's good to at least do a little bit of helping financially. And but it's even better if you can go out and say, hey, I'm here to, if you need an extra person to help set up this or that, or if you know, maybe I can help with this or this.
Yeah, anybody yeah. can join us, sure, if they so choose. Just get a hold of us. We'd love to have the help. Sure.
Yep. Yep. Even if you're not actually a member, you can at least call them up yeah. when they have something going on. And
we welcome say, everybody.
Yep. Yep. All righty. Well, we'll shift gears here in a little bit. We'll go with the St. Joe Festival guys. We really appreciate you ladies coming over today.
Thank you. Thank you for working us in, Neil.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, the big thanks goes to the St. Joe guys. Yeah. But yep.
Thank you, St. Joe guys.
Thank you, St. Joe guys.
We'll be back in just a little bit.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need to make your grilling great. They have the propane, they have the charcoal, they have the wood chips for your smoker, and best of all, they have great steak prices. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, flat iron steaks are $8.99 a pound, and New York strips and T-bones are just $7.99 a pound. And they have brats from Johnsonville, Swaggerty Farms, and Winner's Meats. And don't forget to grab some rubs and sauces from a couple of local businesses, Dave's Famous Sauces from St. Mary's and Wendell's from St. Joe. Get everything you need for this year's grilling season during their No Limit Meat Sale at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
The Fort Recovery Catholic Cluster will be hosting national speaker Jesse Romero Sunday, September 19th through Wednesday, September 22nd. Mr. Romero is a radio host, author, and evangelist, and will speak on how spiritual warfare is being waged against us and how we can protect and defend ourselves. His five presentations are open to adults and students, ninth grade and up, regardless of religious affiliation, and there will be refreshments after each of the talks. On Sunday evening, September 19th at 5:30, his presentation will be Know Your Enemy, followed at 7:15 by Man to Man. This last presentation is for men only. Monday's presentation, The Power of Prayer, will be held at 7:15 p.m., and Tuesday's presentation will be at 7:45 p.m. and will be How to Get to Heaven, Living in a State of Grace. On Wednesday, it will be Teen Night starting at 7:30 for teens 9th grade and up. Put these dates on your calendar and see Jesse Romero Sunday through Wednesday, September 19th through 22nd at Mary Help of Christians Church, and hear his stories of working in the largest prison system in the world, dealing with Satanism and the occult, and so much more. These talks are open to the public regardless of religious affiliation, and you want to get there early because of the anticipated large attendance for these presentations.
We're back on Insight, and we have shifted gears. We're now going to be talking about the St. Joe Festival, and that's also coming up on September 11th and 12th, where the ladies had their awareness walk, suicide awareness walk on the Saturday morning. Your stuff starts Saturday later in the day, so I actually have a little bit going on Friday night too, so what's going on at the St. Joe Festival this year?
Well, Neil, it's you're right, kicks off Friday night this year, so we got the cornhole tournament. We've been doing that for a few years. Mm-hmm. So Friday night, Sign in at 7:30 with the Friends of St. Joe hosts the cornhole tournament that night. Mm-hmm. A great organization that's really helped benefit our parish over the past few years and really helped put some big-time improvements that's needed in the church. So kicks off with a cornhole tournament on Friday night. And then Saturday, like you said, doesn't start till a little bit later in the day. We've got outdoor mass at 4:30. And then lots going on that night. And we'll get into more details about that, I'm sure, later. And then Sunday kicks off at 1 o'clock, and raffle drawing wraps it up at 7:30 Sunday night.
That's always a lot of fun.
Yes, it's a good weekend for sure. And I look forward to it every year. And unfortunately, with the COVID, it didn't happen last year. So just did a little get-together up there with some St. Joe guys and still had a raffle drawing. And I think maybe threw out some barbecue chicken dinners. But this year would be nice to, just like every other festival that's happened this summer, it'd be nice to get out there and have the full thing again.
Yeah. And so Friday night, cornhole, what's the details on that? When do they sign up or when do they throw?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're interested in a cornhole tournament, the entire festival grounds aren't open on Friday night. Beer stand, drink stand will obviously be open. And then we'll have some wings from Brick Street Tavern up there for sale as well, so you can come up and get some food and some drinks on Friday night. And then the sign in for the cornhole tournament starts at 7:30 on Friday night. It's $20 pair or $20 a team to sign up for that. Bring your own partner for it. I think 2 years ago, last time we had it, we had like almost 60 teams in it, I believe, if I remember right. So it's pretty good time, single elimination tournament. First bags get thrown at 8 o'clock.
So now, I'm thinking that maybe the first year you tried a double elimination and finished at 5 a.m.
Yeah, well, it may not have been 5, but it was pretty late. Yeah, so we realized real quick that with that many teams, we better just go single elimination. Yeah, it was a pretty late night. Yeah.
But it could be worse things, but still, some of those guys probably had to work in the morning too.
Didn't harm me none, but it got to be pretty late that night. So it's a good time, and we have prizes for the top teams in it. We encourage everybody to come out on Friday night and enjoy a cornhole tournament, eat some Brick Street wings, drink some drinks with us, and hopefully have some nice weather that night to kick off the St. Joe Festival.
Now, do you do that under the tent? Do you do it outside, or does it make a difference whether it's raining or not?
Well, the first year we tried to get it all outside, started to sprinkle a little bit. We put it under the tent and thought, well, that works out pretty well. So it's all been housed under the beer tent. Now, this year we have a whole completely different setup from what I hear for the tents. I'm not really sure the story behind it, but the story is that we're having all different tents out there this year. So I'm not really exactly sure how I'm going to set that up yet, but if it fits under the tents, that's where we're going to put it.
I bet it, but you figure it out.
We'll figure it out one way or the other.
And if you pull up out there and go, oh man, I guess I can't figure out which tent it's in, and you want to go home, you probably don't belong there if you can't figure out which tent they're having it in.
There'll be two tents there. If you can't find which one we're under, you're in trouble, I think. So we encourage everybody. You don't have to be a St. Joe member. You don't have to be a member of Fort Recovery Cluster Parishes. We encourage everybody to come out and enjoy a cornhole tournament and some fun that night. And I got the music playing in the background that night, and usually I turn on a Fort Recovery football game. I'm not sure where they play next Friday.
That they're playing at Anna.
At Anna, there we are. Yep. So they're away next Friday, so we'll have Fort Recovery radio on, I believe, radio.
We'll be doing that, and I don't know for sure that Anna has the NFHS. If they do, I'm sure they won't have our audio connected to it, so you'll have to do a little pausing here and there to get it to all work out.
Yep.
If you can get that hooked up, if it's NFHS or one of those that you can hook up to the one of the big screens, you can kind of keep an eye
that'd
on
be cool too.
What's going on with the football game. So
yeah, that'd be fun.
Be nice for us to come home with a big old win.
Oh, no kidding. Glad to see the team. I guess we're shifting off gears there, but glad to see them starting 2-0, and hopefully they can keep up that momentum.
Yeah, that'd be great. And so now if it's get your own team together, what if somebody just happens out there and they don't have a partner? If you can find somebody else that doesn't have a partner, just jump in.
And that happens every year. Somebody comes up and says, hey, I ain't got a partner, and I just hop on a microphone and say, hey, anybody else not got a partner? But if you don't have a partner, come on out anyway. We'll find somebody to match you up with.
Or something.
For sure.
And the worst that could happen is you sit there and chit-chat and have fun.
That's absolutely that's worst that could happen. You drink a few beers on a Friday night.
Yeah, and have fun with a whole bunch of cool people.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the worst that could happen.
Yep.
So that's Friday.
That's Friday night.
Okay, we spent 3 hours on Friday.
Got that covered.
So then Saturday is the 4:30 outdoor mass.
Yep.
Weather permitting.
And if we have to move it indoors, let's hope the weather cooperates with us. But if we got to go indoors into the church, we will.
I think in the 30 years, you've had to go in a couple of times.
Yeah,
maybe.
I can only remember twice, maybe in my time being there of having to go inside. So, outdoor mass is always a really great way to kick off this festival. And I think it's one of the things I remember most about the festival every year. And I don't know why, I go to church every week, but just the outdoor mass, the feel of it, the fall weather, the smell of the chili in the background, it's a fulfilling experience sitting out there for that outdoor mass.
Yeah. Yep. So then, as soon as that's over, everybody races over to the
chili. Yep. So if you are coming to outdoor mass, we always encourage everyone to bring your own lawn chairs for that. Coming to outdoor mass, bring your lawn chairs, and then afterwards stick around for some good food and some good time. So we always have the chili available starting right after mass. Like I said, you can smell that from where we're sitting. So everybody wants that chili by the time a mass is over, for sure. So we got the chili, obviously. We got the normal lunch stand with the burgers and the dogs and the buffalo burgers and everything we have every year. Usually got some turtle soup in there and different things, I think.
The buffalo burgers, where do you get that?
From a buffalo. That's a great question.
So you just drive up to Buffalo and say, hey, can I get some burgers?
Yeah, that's it.
Is there somebody locally?
I think there's a guy out around St. Peter that has some.
Might be.
I believe so. Don't quote me on that. Yeah. I'm not positive. But somebody donates it every year.
That's awesome.
And I don't know if it'll get donated again this year or not. But in past experiences, I can tell you that we've always had some Buffalo burgers donated, and I make sure I eat one of those every year. So plenty of food, plenty of drinks. And then if you are an amateur horseshoe thrower, that's always the night we have our amateur horseshoe tournament. So, anybody can come out Saturday night and throw some shoes. Don't really got to know what you're doing, but that's fun. I threw it in at one time and had no idea what I was doing. I don't think I ever got it in the mud, nevertheless, across that little stake down there. But amateur horseshoe tournament starts at 7:30, so we start signing in at 7:00.
And I don't know why, but that's one of my favorite things, just stand there and watch.
Yep.
People I know, people I don't know. It's just, it's awesome.
Yep. And it varies every year, but that's another one that can run late. I can remember times that go until 2 a.m., guys out there throwing shoes until they get done to down to the champion. So that's a great time, whether you've thrown shoes before or not. You can always come out and sign up for the horseshoe tournament. And then we got all our stands open starting after mass as well. So, we got our, kids stand, bring your kids out, and they got the kids game stand. And we got the country store with all the snacks and the junk food and all the crafts and stuff in there.
Yeah.
And we got our gambling stands, so plenty of things for the whole family to do. Yeah.
Chuck-a-luck, which is everybody's favorite, because a lot of people love the pull tabs and the blackjack and showdown, I'm sure.
Yep.
Everybody has their favorite. My favorite's Chuck-a-luck, of course. Yeah. I usually donate plenty.
Yep. We're all the same way on that. Put your quarters down and root for your number to come up.
For some reason, that
just keep doing it.
I just love that.
I always love the interaction with it. That's my favorite stand to work because I just get on that microphone and I just interact with them people sitting up there. They win. You're stealing money from Jesus, man. Do you realize you're taking money from Jesus? So it's kind of fun to play with them a little bit.
What they win, they're going to put in the collection either Sunday morning or the next week.
That's what I tell them that too. I say, okay, you're walking away more money than you came with. You can just put her in collection basket tomorrow morning. So, so plenty of stands for the entire family.
You're probably getting ready to get to it, but the raffle.
Yeah, well, the raffle comes up on Sunday night. But as far as Saturday night goes, we do have a 50-50 drawing on Saturday night, so you can get into the 50-50 drawing Saturday night. We usually give that away around 10:30 or 11 o'clock. For that, and we do have attendance prizes for children's and adults as well. So there's a children's attendance prize at 9:00 on Saturday night. It's no cost to get in that. If your children are there, they just go up to the headquarters stand, they get themselves a little ticket for being there, and at 9:00 we give away a boys prize and a girls prize for the children's attendance. And then we do the same thing for an adult attendance prize. So if anybody can walk up to the headquarters stand, get themselves an attendance ticket, no cost, and at 10 o'clock we'll draw that attendance prize.
That's good. So what's the attendance prize, like a new car?
Yeah, it's, you know, a Camaro and a truck. And,
yeah, mm-hmm. And a Ford Bronco.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Oh, wait, no, I was last week. No, Cam.
No, I've heard that Austin is donating that Ford Bronco as an attendance prize for the St. Joe Festival.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, that's a good thinking.
That's what I've heard.
Well, I've heard that. You know, that is the best thing I've heard. I'm going to call Austin as soon as I get done here, and I'm going to thank him for his donation to the Friends of St. Joe Church.
Yep.
And St. Joe Parish. What a guy.
He is a pretty good guy. I can't believe he'd do that, but yeah.
Well, yeah, I can't believe he won that dang thing. I just tell you. Oh. Hey,
it's awesome that somebody wins stuff. Yeah, that was great. But so much for last week.
Okay, yeah, we got sidetracked again. That happens easy.
Yeah. So don't get too excited about the time.
Oh, I wasn't excited about the time at all. I just got a text there.
Okay. Was that Austin saying I'm in?
No, it was not Austin. So I wish it was.
Darn. So let's see. We got into the attendance prizes. What else is going on Saturday? Well,
Saturday night, I DJ. And yep. Going to be kind of a special year for me since I'm retiring from DJing at the end of this year. It'll be my final St. Joe Festival DJing. And
I don't like that.
Well, I've heard that from a lot of people. But
Slick did it for years.
He did. You know, between me and Dad, we've DJed every single St. Yep. Joe Festival since it started.
Yep.
And so it's kind of a bittersweet one, I think, here to go out there and DJ will be my final, you know, festival. And then I got four more weddings after that, and then I'm officially retired from that. So I look forward to maybe playing a few extra songs past my shutoff time and having a couple beverages and partying with everybody out there.
Yep. So, let's see, besides the games of chance and the party TV, there's always stuff on TV.
Yeah, well, yeah, the Buckeyes play at noon that day, I believe. So, the Buckeyes won't be on.
There'll be some college football games of some sort. I don't know who else is playing, but, yeah. So, that'll be good. That's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that cover Saturday?
That pretty much covers Saturday. The one thing I will tell everybody that I've heard a little disappointment from is that we tore down the KFC hall out there,
yeah,
and so we can't have bingo anymore. We don't have any place to have bingo.
I was wondering where the bingo was going to happen.
So there will not be bingo at the St. Joe Festival this year. Don't let that keep you from coming, but there is no bingo this year.
You know, that's going to make a lot of people very unhappy. Number one, it was a nice place to go and sit down,
mm-hmm.
and pay a quarter or whatever and sit there for a quarter every 10 minutes or so.
Yep.
So a dollar an hour to sit there.
Exactly.
To be able to have a nice place to sit and chit-chat with people. So, you can't do that in the Sandrill?
Well, Sandrill Hall gets used for like the storage of all the crafts and the cakes and all that stuff.
Okay.
So it's too full in there. We thought about that. Like, where can we move stuff around? And it was just a little bit more hassle than it was worth to try to make it work out that way.
Well, I guess we'll have to figure out some other way to make the bingo happen in the future.
Well, there we go. We'll look.
Or
we'll
if nobody complains this year, then
there you go.
Then maybe you don't have to do that.
I've had a few people ask me and say I'd really like that. That would have been out there. So we'll see. We'll see how this year goes. But maybe we'll have to bring it back out in future years.
Yep. So that we've covered Saturday.
Yep. Got Saturday coming.
Well, let's take a break. We'll come back and cover Sunday, and then we'll kind of go over everything again and be back in just a minute.
Flores Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Flores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Flores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Flores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Need a better job where the benefits are great? A family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, It's more than a workplace.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
The St. Joe Homecoming Festival is coming up September 10th, 11th, and 12th on the grounds of St. Joseph Parish, 1.5 miles east of Fort Recovery. The festivities kick off on that Friday night with St. Joe's largest cornhole tournament. Sign in at 7:30. Saturday night begins with outdoor mass at 4:30, and stick around for world-famous chili, the amateur horseshoe tournament, and music by RJ the DJ. Sunday's festivities kick off at 1 o'clock with NFL football on TV, a beanbag tournament, horseshoe tournament, and kitty tractor pool. Grab yourself some barbecue chicken dinners for supper, and stick around for entertainment by Kyle Kesters and the raffle drawing with a $1,000 top cash prize. We'll see you at the St. Joe Homecoming Festival, September 10th, 11th, and 12th.
We're back on Insight with Ryan Steinbrenner. He's representing the St. Joe Festival coming up on September 11th and 12th, a week from Saturday and Sunday. So we've talked about Friday, the beanbag tournament, Saturday, the things going on there, the gambling, the 4:30 outdoor mass, the chili, the food, the attendance prizes, the games for the kids, all that kind of stuff. RJ the DJ and his final St. Joe appearance. And so now we're going to Sunday.
Yep, that brings us on to Sunday. So 1 o'clock is when a lot of the stands start opening on Sunday. Like you said before, the TVs are out there, so we've got NFL football on. I believe the Bengals play at 1 on that Sunday. It's opening week NFL football, so we've got the Bengals on there at 1 o'clock. Browns don't play till 4:30 that afternoon. So
the Browns are the Bengals. Or the warm-up act.
Yeah, they'd be the warm-up act, so we can all watch the Bengals lose, and then we can come up at 4, and then at 4:30 watch the Browns kick the pants off the Chiefs. That's the goal there.
So you
know where you'll find me at 4:30 on a Sunday afternoon, right around them TVs with a cold Busch Light in my hand, and hopefully watching a Browns victory. Of course, in the last 21 years since 1999, the Browns have only ever won once on opening Sunday. So the odds might not be good in my favor, but
it's a new era.
It is a new era. I'm ready for this year. So yeah, we got the NFL football on TV, so you can come up and watch opening week of football. You know, all the stands open back up, and then we have a beanbag tournament and a horseshoe tournament, both at 2 o'clock on that day. So remember, Friday night's a cornhole tournament, so Sunday is a beanbag tournament, and then horseshoe tournament at the same time. I think the Sunday horseshoe tournament's more of the guys that know what they're doing and go up there and play every Tuesday night and practicing. But if you're any good at horseshoes, you can certainly play in that tournament on Sunday afternoon. Like I said, the beanbags is going on, and then probably the highlight of the weekend for the kids is the kitty tractor pool at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Also, my kids look forward to that. They were disappointed last year when they couldn't do it, so they
and it is fun to watch.
It is fun to watch.
I have no kids, no grandkids, and I love to go see those little kids.
Oh man, they get into it.
So much fun.
The pictures that they take. The first year my oldest daughter did it, and I hadn't watched it a lot since I was a kid, you know, and I remember doing it as a kid. And they got a couple pictures of her, and the look of determination on her face as she was trying to push them pedals and get down there. Every kid is like that.
Yep.
So it's a great time. So you got your kids, bring them out, sign up for that. It's at 1:30. Kitty Tractor Pool starts at 2. We have all the great food again that day at the lunch stand, but then we do have barbecue chicken dinners at 4 o'clock also.
Are those pre-sale only, first come, first serve?
Yep, those are first come, first serve. So you do not need a pre-sale ticket for the barbecue chicken dinners. We even have the drive-through carryout available. So if you don't happen to be at the festival that day, but you just want to drive up and bring some barbecue chicken dinners home, you can do that. Mm-hmm. But they start at 4 o'clock, and they usually are gone in an hour, hour and a half, if I had a guess. So you want to get up there around 4 and get your barbecue chicken dinners, eat them there, or take them with you if you want. And we got the children's and adult attendance prizes also that day, just like on Saturday. So Children's attendance prize at 5 o'clock. Adult attendance prize at 5:30. Same thing. If you're there, go up to the headquarters stand, say you're here. They'll give you an attendance ticket, and you can get into the drawings for those. Kyle Kesters will be up there at 5:30 playing some acoustic tunes for us, so he provides the entertainment on Sunday.
And what time is that?
5:30.
5:30.
And we got a 50-50 drawing again on Sunday at 7 o'clock. And then the weekend concludes with a raffle drawing at 7:30 on Sunday night. And the raffle this year has 89 different prizes in it. Mm-hmm. And the top prize is $1,000 cash.
Ooh,
and if
that's
you
good.
Haven't got your tickets yet, any St. Joe member can get them. I got money coming at me right now from these fine gentlemen next to me to get some. So that's perfect. So you can get your tickets from any St. Joe member, or you can buy them right at the festival. If you go up to the headquarters stand at the festival, you can buy them up until we draw it at 7:30 on Sunday night. My goal every year is to be the last person put tickets in the drum. I stand up there, and right at 7:30, I hand them my tickets, and I've never won yet. So I don't know.
That does me any good.
So yeah. I probably ought to change that a little bit. But yep, there you go. You got it. It's going to be a fun weekend.
So,
next weekend,
we got the $1,000 prize. There used to be some really interesting handmade things. Have those people all passed away that do the handmade things? Or
yeah,
we got some
not
pretty
sure.
good handmade things on there this year.
Not really any handmade things this year. Whole
no
lot of
darn.
Cash. Yeah, no darn.
That's
so
good.
We always had the Sodalities, I think, have some handmade quilts. Like the Lady Sodalities had a really nice handmade quilt, but it hasn't been on there in a couple of years.
Yep.
So a whole lot of cash prizes. I'm looking down through here right now. The top 16 prizes are all cash. The lowest one there is $100. And then we've got, you know, nativity cribs, handmade nativity crib there, and some more cash.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
pretty nice one.
Here you go, from Rindler Honey, a gallon of honey. A gallon's a lot of honey.
Yeah, those
that'll last me a while.
That's about 10 or 12 of those 12-ounce bottles.
Yes.
if you would get them into 12-ounce bottles.
Perfect.
If you use one a month, that's a year's worth of honey.
A year's worth of honey, that's perfect.
And who's that from?
That's a Rindler Honey.
Ah.
There you go.
I like it.
More gift certificates and cash and massages and event tickets from Rumors Catering and meat and cheese trays and pizzas galore. So all kinds of good stuff that you can win there on that raffle draw.
That's good. So you want to kind of roll through everything again real quick and kind of reiterate the Friday, Saturday, Sunday again and kind of go over everything, and then we'll see what Bubba and Fee have going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, just going through, you know, the highlights here. Starts off Friday night with the cornhole tournament at 8 o'clock, so make sure you're there at 7:30 to sign in. We'll get the beer tent open, drink stand, and we'll get wings from Brick Street for sale up there that night. We'll have the football game on the radio, so the high school football games, and so you can come up and throw some cornhole Saturday. Bring your lawn chairs at 4:30 for outdoor mass. Stick around for chili and some good food. All the stands will be open in the night with me DJing my final St. Joe Festival.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, you know, come up for the NFL football on TV, bean bag tournament, horseshoe tournament, kitty tractor pulls, barbecue chicken dinners for supper, and stick around to listen to Kyle Kesters play some music and for the raffle drawing that night.
Yep, and the thing that I've always loved about that is sometimes I never make it into the tent except to kind of zip in, get a beer, and come back out. There's people everywhere that you want to talk to.
Yeah.
The people that you think, well, I haven't seen them for a while, or you see them and you talk to them all the time, you see them again. Everybody's there that you want to talk to. I love that place. It is my favorite thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody asked me once, oh, St. Joe Festival, what's their big attraction? I said, nothing.
The people.
Yeah.
The people.
It's the people.
They
got bands? Nope. Got a DJ? Oh, yeah. Okay. Got any big parties, any big events going on? Well, they got a horseshoe tournament.
Yeah,
but it's all about the people.
Yep, it's about the people, and
awesome.
It's about the tradition there we've had at St. Joe. It's been going on for, I'm going to say, 40 years now. I'm probably wrong on that, but it's been going on since the 80s, I believe. And so it's a, you know, it's just a great time to get together with our church family, our community, and with people from, you know, outside the area that all come just to enjoy a beautiful fall weekend. The beginning of fall is kind of the way it feels like every year out there. So it's nice. And really, ultimately, you know, on our end, it's about, you know, raising some money, you know, to keep our parish going. And, yeah. you know, I know I can't get into it much here, but with the beacons of light and with some of the things that are going on with our archdiocese now and the mm-hmm. possibilities of, you know, having to cluster our parishes, you know, it, the money and the commitment that we've put into our parish over just my lifetime,
yeah,
you know, from my Uncle Gary, who's the, you know, church manager and has been ever since I can remember, you know, it, I hope that doesn't go away. I hope that with
it,
some
it can't.
It can't. It and so, can't. You know, I can't imagine, you know, having to cluster and then having to close some of these small parishes and losing that. And I, yeah. you know, I don't, there's,
and especially you know, when those small parishes are willing and able to pay their own that, bills.
And that's you know, I'm getting at that here too, is we put a lot of money into this church, and if you drive by St. Joe Parish right now, you can see the improvements from the outside. Oh, first yeah. of all, if you drive by at nighttime, we have some beautiful lights shining up there on the yeah. steeple now, and you talk about just an awing sight to yeah. just drive up there and see them lights shining up on, yep. on our parish with all of the work we've done on the gables and the tucking of the what's that called yeah, when you're putting
the mortar
the
stuff,
mortar yeah. stuff yeah. yeah you know just the outside and we restored the windows. I'm gonna say it's been seven yeah. or 8 years ago now, and they yep. just look absolutely beautiful. All of the statues on the inside have been repainted, and now the outside, we've been working really hard on the cemetery yeah. and if you haven't driven by there, we got the driveway cemented around the cemetery mm-hmm. and got that backfilled around that. We got some beautiful new statues on the crucifix in the middle of the cemetery. And now we have what we've ultimately been working towards is a beautiful archway, St. Mm-hmm. Joseph Cemetery. They just put it up a couple yep. weeks ago. And I mean, it is. It's an absolutely beautiful
yeah.
thing. And it's things that through cornhole tournaments on a Friday night in yep. September and through donations from the wonderful families around here that yep. we do that on our own accord.
Yeah.
And God, I mean, I can't imagine someone from Cincinnati coming in and saying, well, your parish doesn't need to be open, so we're just going to shut her down. Yeah. I really
understand
hope.
that it's a problem for them to man it with the priests and mm-hmm. and that type of thing, but you know, St. Peter and St. Paul, is that Sharpsburg?
Yep.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. And you know, those are beautiful churches too. Now they don't do the festival thing, but those are beautiful churches that those families support absolutely 100%.
You betcha. Every one of the small parishes in Mary Help of Christians, we all have, you know, our families that are dedicated to our churches because our parents and our grandparents and our great grandparents yeah. went there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was talking to Jake Garkey last week, and he mm-hmm. said, he goes, you know, if for some reason, somehow, they decide to shut down St. Peter Church, he goes, I ain't going to stop me from going to church here. He said, there might not be a priest in here. He goes, but I've always went to church here. I always will yep. go to church here. And yep. I thought, you know what? I think I'm in the same boat. I go to the other yeah. small parishes around here when it's yeah. the mass time's more convenient for me. But I am a St. Joe maggot through and through. Yeah. Grew up that my whole life. Yep. And to the day I die, and when I get buried out there at St. Joe Cemetery, I'm always going to be.
Yeah, and they could, you know, bulldoze it like they did the church here in town when they built the new one out there. They could bulldoze it, but and then that yeah. but yeah, you can't.
I can't, you know, the money. I've seen the money go through that. I sat on the parish council. I sat on the Friends of St. Joe, and this is money that is being donated and raised for the purposes of the upkeep and the beautification of that church. And I just, there's no way I can imagine that ever happening.
Yeah. They sometimes they'll push it and they'll try to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't go there, but I'd sure be out there protesting.
Yeah, and I know the parish councils and friends of St. Joe and others met just this past week and you know, gathered letters and pictures and, you know, different things to send to the archdiocese just to say, you know, this isn't one of the, you know, yeah. I guess, but this is us. This is who we are, and, you know, we deserve to have
Yeah, especially since we are monetarily supporting it. It's not costing you anything. And the the priest can go from church to church. They've proved that over the last 10 years that you can have a priest at four churches and it all works out just fine. Or two priests and four churches, that works out. So you don't need to be doing that.
So, first of all, I just want to say this. If you listen to the passion that this guy just talked with, and you watch him last weekend and what he's done for the WOW, and realize that he is a principal for your kids in an elementary school, four recovery schools are in good shape.
They get no better.
So there's a passion that...
Yeah.
That's why you love having this guy here.
Yep. Yep. And it's... And he's just one of a whole bunch of people out there. He's a great spokesman because he's been doing it a while. But every person that's ever walked past that church or driven past that church thinks that same thing that you said. That has to stay there. It has to keep going.
Yep, absolutely.
I can't count the number of the guest priests that have come in over the past, I don't know, 5-6 years, however long I've lectured at church. They'll come in, it's a priest from another country coming in and doing their thing, I can't think of what they're called, but or guest priests, whoever, and they'll come in and they'll say, "This is one of the most beautiful small parishes I've ever seen." Just with the statues and the pulpit and everything. Yeah,
that pulpit
there
is just so unique. Awesome. I mean, it just does that get you closer to God? Maybe it shouldn't be about that, but that's part of the whole ambience of getting you in the mood to worship. And that's what you're supposed to do, and that's what it's supposed to do, and that's what you if that's your thing, I think you need to keep it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so hopefully through the festival and through donations and everything else, I hope that we can convince the diocese that these things don't happen. And I maybe a clustering isn't going to close our parish. I don't know that, but just you come out there next weekend and you see the people around there just enjoying themselves and having a good time and seeing donating their money to the church. I know the archdiocese, the head of the archdiocese, ain't going to be there looking at that to see it, and I know it probably doesn't mean a lot to him.
Yeah,
but it means a lot to us.
Yes.
Yep.
And everybody in this area. I mean, those communities have been around for decades, century and a half or more, almost two centuries now, and they need to. That stuff needs to keep going. It just, it's just important. So
yes.
Anyway, back to St. Joe Festival.
Yes.
September 11th and 12th.
Yes.
Lots of stuff going on.
10, 11, and 12. So next Friday, Saturday, 10. Sunday. So absolutely. St. Joe Church, I'm sure everybody listening knows where it's at, but just northeast of Fort Recovery here. You come off of 119 and onto Sawmill Road, and you'll come right down to the church at the corner there, right across from Wendell's Barbecue, for the record, has some excellent food there at Wendell's Barbecue. So get out there and eat
some. But they won't be open that weekend.
They won't be open that weekend, but, stop by. And enjoy some good company, enjoy some drinks, throw some bags, throw some horseshoes, buy some raffle tickets, play some chuckaluck.
Yep.
Have a great time.
Yep. All right. Thanks a lot, Ryan, and congratulations on your stuff going on at the WOW. That seemed to be a huge success, and I'm sure the St. Joe Festival will be maybe not quite as much money, but as big a success as it always is.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks a bunch. We'll be back with Sports Talk with Athletic Director Holly Gann right after.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.